shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com this weekend for pre-auto show savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory on new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cards for kids. 1-877-CARDS for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877-CARDS for kids. K-A-R-S, cards for kids. 1-877-CARDS for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, cards for kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
I've never heard that in the context of No Fun League. We hear it, obviously, as it relates to celebrations after the field on the field. That's something we'll look at in the offseason.
That's NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and I almost believe him. Hey, coverage of Super Bowl 51, and that's the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. That starts right here on The Score at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So make sure you're here to listen to all the coverage and the game. NBA, the Bulls tipped off their six-game road trip with a win over the Thunder, 128-100. Jimmy Butler, he led the way with 28 points as four of the five starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are back to 500, and they play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. The Hawks have dropped their last three, as Phoenix has lost five of their last 10. They sit with the second-worst point total in the West. Puck drops at 8. In golf, Tiger, that's Tiger Woods, he shot a 77 in the opening round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Sergio Garcia is the leader after firing a 7-under 65, but he'll be far down by Sunday. Nino Bertazzo of Italy, he sits two shots back after shooting a 67. College Buckets, number 25, Northwestern, they trailed by 22 at the half as number 23, Purdue, rolled to an 80-59 victory. Tonight in college basketball, number 1, Gonzaga takes on BYU, and Oregon State hosts Arizona. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chicago Steel Hockey. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for information. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious. But now, It's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new naked chicken chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The moments where you don't know how you're doing it on the amount of sleep that you're getting.
Damn! How many weeks do you have to go through this?
The rest of your life.
This from the 815, try a white noise machine.
Bad.
Hey, Chicago!
Terry! What's that? It's our new white noise machine.
We should get the patent right now.
What?
We should get Terry's sounds and put them in a little baby thing and just have Terry's sounds soothe our babies.
Ah, I need bread. My ass hurts. Okay, hey. Oggy tips. My cracky. You can kiss a sick monkey's wet ass.
Here comes Fred.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on the
Score. Kid just starts crying again once he knows Fred's coming. No doubt. Shout out to Tannehill.
Nice. That's the audio overlord putting that together. And yes, Shakespeare scholars, I messed it up. It's Lady Gertrude from Hamlet.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Not like I was an English major or anything.
Nerds!
Nope, they're right. It's good.
No, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, that's true also.
Yeah.
I'm not denying any of that.
It pays well, right?
You ready to take some phone calls?
Oh, man.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. We'll start in Marengo.
Hey.
It's Tim on the score.
I coached football, high school football, for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the caller from last night that was trying to say that she was an athlete and she was in the locker room unsupervised is just crap. One of the coaches is assigned specifically to watch the kids so that they get in and out of the locker room quick. And if there's any shenanigans, we know about it and we make the kids knock it off. And it's no different than a classroom setting. So... her whole premise of the teachers being off the hook or the coaches being off the hook because what goes on is the kids' fault is debunked by that the coaches are responsible to supervise that role. So I totally don't get where she's coming from.
Right, they are literally responsible as part and parcel of their job.
Yeah.
And I also don't think she understands that the school admitted to, quote, widespread and egregious abuse.
It's not
their words.
It's not an isolated incident.
Their words. That's the school.
Yeah, she had a bad moment and probably has had a bad life.
Well, we can only hope. Bob in Tinley Park, you're on the score.
Yeah. First of all, I agree with virtually everything you guys are saying.
Virtually?
Virtually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that lady from Lake Zurich is probably like a lot of people from Happy Valley. They got blindfolders on.
Yeah, all right.
I wouldn't want to admit it if it was happening in my community. Okay.
What do you mean you wouldn't want to? I
shouldn't say that. I wouldn't want to accept it. It's such a scary, horrible thing.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, accepting it.
The inability to accept it is what perpetuates it.
I understand that. But it's also, it's a hard thing to accept. I can understand what she's going through.
But it's not a hard thing to accept when the school is admitted to it.
Guys.
Bob.
I know the school's admitted to it, okay?
Yeah.
Let me get
What piece is missing here for you?
Pardon me?
What piece is missing here for you?
Nothing's missing for me, guys, other than the full investigation and what the horrible details are.
Well, read the document. Read the document.
Can I make my point?
No, hold on, Bob. But those here's the thing.
I think caring about what happens to the kids is more important than caring about what your community looks like.
Because
your community is your community.
And those pieces are not missing. All of that information is in the allegations in the document.
Allegations. Okay?
Yes, that the school has admitted to.
Admittance.
Guys, can I make my point?
No, Bob, when you sit back there and say allegations, it sounds like you're making excuses or you doubt the veracity when the school has admitted to widespread and egregious abuse. Their words. Again, what's missing for you?
I understand. I agree. I agree.
Yeah, but you're the one
who have to agree with facts, though.
But there's no agreeing or disagreeing.
Yeah, these are the facts.
There's something that's not quite registering with you.
I accept the facts, okay? And I called to make a different point.
Okay.
I was telling you guys I think the perspective she's coming from, which doesn't excuse her. She's got to accept it, okay? Here's my point.
Okay.
When she hung up, Jason made some, to me, just outrageous comment about her being the type of mother who probably let the guys drink in her basement.
Yeah, because she said
absolutely.
Well, because she said that she believes that adults aren't responsible for kids, and I, you know, these kinds of parents who think that a football. Hold on, let me finish. Because what's a bunch of
what
bull?
Is.
You know what? I'm hanging up on you before you do.
Well, no, we're asking what is a bunch
you
of bull?
You can run if you want.
Coward. Yeah.
See, it's a Bob. See, this is the problem, though.
I didn't hang up on him.
He had to mealy mouth his way into "quote unquote" accepting what happened in Lake Zurich.
Right. He showed his
for the
ass
community.
He showed his ass when he responded to allegations. Yeah. That's immediately him trying to say, "Well, I wouldn't want to admit it either."
You're messing around with a group of people who are going to get louder and louder about what isn't happening in their community, because now it's about to get embarrassing, and you should have been embarrassed from instance one when the first kid came home and said, you know what, something strange is happening at school. If you think these are the only two kids to have undergone this kind of treatment, you're wrong.
And I tell you what you need to know also about Lake Zurich High School and Lake Zurich football is that we have been getting several texts, and I got an email from someone who says that the plaintiff we know how hard they are trying to shield these kids who are actually going to be testifying, but people know because there's a lot of badly kept secrets there, and that kid is having a very difficult time of it right now.
Yeah,
is already being called out, and an email that I got where the kid is already
treated
being
like a quote snitch,
a snitch,
yeah,
a snitch.
Yeah, you think that's only happening by the kids? Yeah. It's these school-colored wearing parents who want to call up nighttime sports radio talk shows to defend a football program and a high school football program at that. So, yeah, that's what you're dealing with. She showed her ass, and then you showed yours. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Spring Valley, this is Mark on the Score.
Yeah, this is Mark. I had a similar situation with my son. He basically got verbally abused, and it wasn't nice. It was a lot of F-bombs were flying from the actual head football coach.
Okay, well that is you understand that. I'm sorry that happened.
That's different levels,
that's extremely.
It's not sodomy and urination and all this other stuff that they're talking about with these details.
I get that, but I could see, what I'm trying to get at is when the situation happened with us down here, everybody kind of supported the head coach because he's been there for 30 years. He's a hard-nosed coach, and that's the way he operates. That was not acceptable.
Okay,
football sure. Being bigger than the kids or bigger than what's right has been going on in this country for generations now. I mean, it's just how it is. The more successful your football program is, the more these little emperors think they can get away with.
In Libertyville, it's Steve. He's on the Score.
Yeah, first of all, Dan and Jason, thanks for being on the right side of this issue.
I didn't think it was going to be that hard to be, but we always learn that it is, right?
You know, from Penn State, you and Terry have always been, on the right side. And, and I'm tired of the news calling it hazing.
Right.
It's rape.
Or bullying.
It's rape. It's rape. It's rape. Or bullying. And each of those teachers, I've coached youth sports for years, been involved with Special Olympic sports. You are a mandatory reporter. And each of those teachers that knew or even heard anything, that didn't say anything, are wrong. And they should live with that forever. And that's all I got to say.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. These controversial positions, these anti-child sexual abuse positions.
I told you the other day, I unfortunately had a conversation with a person that I believe is of sound mind and reason. And we brought up the Baylor stuff in a group chat. And you know, she started talking about her days at Penn State. And I knew where it was going. Ooh. And it turned on me. I'm like, man, not you. Like, like the people that you think are as normal as possible turn on you like, ah, well, you know, it was a state issue. It wasn't exactly Joe Paterno. I'm like, wait a minute. We were just having a regular conversation, and I thought you were a regular person. Nope. And all of a sudden, nope. you hit a hard left on
me. They out themselves.
I mean, come on. Like, what are we saying here? What are we talking about here? Acceptance and marring your community? Like, you don't have to agree with facts. I know that is a controversial stance to take these last few months, but facts don't need your agreement.
Ed in Westmont, you're on WSCR on Bernstein and Goff.
Hey, guys. You know, I heard heard Lawrence's piece just now, ran in, read the news stories, and it reminded me of something that happened 15 years ago. While the lady last night, she premeditated. She called the station with an idea. Wanted to get across. Years ago at Hinsdale Central, the girls' basketball coach was arrested. Mm-hmm. It was 15 years ago.
Yep.
Was arrested for carrying on with a female student. And the day he was arrested, the local news stations ran out there and jammed microphones in front of parents' faces, you know, to say, "What? Come on, this." And the funny thing was, excuse me. The funny thing was, maybe I watched two different news channels. I'd say 8 out of 10 parents' knee-jerk reaction, not premeditated, but knee-jerk, was in support of the teacher. It was a good coach. He was such, and it was that bleeding, it was hideous. You know, I mean, the thought's hideous.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to all different places here. That's really not important as to what we're talking about. And the fact is that the Daily Herald reporter that we spoke to yesterday, Dick Quagliano,
mm-hmm.
called it the blue wall, right? Was that the term he used? The Lake Zurich officials and that tight-knit little football and sports community.
Wait a minute. So you mean... You mean stop snitching isn't just something that's said and thought in these urban decaying wastelands?
It might just actually apply in a lily white suburb. Is that amazing
that the
code, the gangster street thug stop snitching code?
You see Carmelo Anthony leaning on Lake Zurich High School football mm-hmm. walls, like, oh man, you know how it is. Got to stop snitching out here.
Well, that's what has happened, and that's what has prevented the Crazy. Perpetrators from being brought to justice in a criminal court. Even though it's been pointed out that if there is ongoing criminal investigation, because you're talking about minors,
right,
that we wouldn't find out as we would were they 18 or over.
Right. The unfortunate part, well, one of the more unfortunate things in this story is that you got kids walking around a city that not only they have to deal with other kids their age, but they probably do have to deal with parents like Laura, mm-hmm. who feel the way they feel. And if you're, you know, walking through a grocery store knowing which kid is the one that told on Lake Zurich football, how they're going to get eyed. And, you know, I mean, that it's intimidating, and you're in a vulnerable position in regular high school, you know, daily, you know, goings on. And now all of a sudden you've got this on top of you, and you've got some adults who feel like you've brought down the only thing that they have to cheer for. Like, that's heavy stuff, man, for a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old to have to. And by the way, I mean, I don't want to assume anything here, but something tells me that this isn't the biggest, strongest kid that this was happening to on the football team. You know, like, it's just, it's so many levels of unfortunate. And As Matt Bowen said earlier with us, and if you missed it, we'll re-rack it in the 5 o'clock hour. But you send your child off and hoping that this is a safe space for them, safe place for them. Yeah, you know, you get teased, or you know, you have your arguments, or you forgot your homework, or you know, you somebody's got better shoes on than you do. The normal high school stuff that somebody would have to go through. But you drop your kids off, or your kids take the bus, or your kids walk over to school every single day, and some of the kids who do need, you know, something else like a club or an activity, and they chose football, and that not being a safe space for them outside of course the actual physical pounding of football, like the fact that this is happening every single day or on a weekly basis on Thursdays apparently, which is
planned, what, scheduled.
Yeah, this isn't like something where you just we got the kid in the shower, let's get him. This is like meticulous planning.
You show up for this, and if you don't show up for it, you were double punished.
Yeah, you were targeted if you weren't showering on the premises. Just read the allegations, read the report, read the lawsuit. This is sad stuff, man.
Not to mention the fact that the school itself admitted to widespread and egregious abuse. Good luck in court with that. Good luck. I'm surprised that they haven't even gotten to the settlement point now, having already put that in writing and sending it out to families and players.
And you got to find where these other coaches are, too.
I'd sure like to know. I'm sure a lot of people would. I'm sure people at those school, parents at those schools would like to know if coaches happen to be there, wherever they might have fanned out to, scurrying around. 312-644-6767, bottom of the hour. We are going to talk to Wisconsin head basketball coach Greg Gard about his Badgers.
Mm-hmm. Got some interesting guys on that squad, too. Some really interesting guys. Bronson Koenig, Nigel Hayes. Got some outside-the-box thinkers, guys who aren't scared to voice their opinions on certain things.
So we'll talk about that in a couple minutes on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I love the Bulls like a second brother.
Yeah, if I had a second brother,
it would be all of the Bulls?
It would be all of the Bulls.
Boy, that's a bad family.
Dysfunctional.
Oh, we air dirty laundry.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Another miserable day on the Tiger Woods comeback trail. The Cat shot a first-round 77 in the Omega Dubai Desert Classic, his worst score in 29 rounds at the Emirates Golf Club, and a round that included no birdies. Hope dude didn't pack a red shirt, because clearly he's not going to be needing that. No way he's around for the weekend. Sure, the guy had nearly a year and a half off. Maybe this just is ring rust. Hopefully it's that, and that he's not just that bad. Because our expectations for this dude have gone from will he win a major, to will he win a tournament, to will he make the cut, to will he make it through the round without walking off. Because at this point, he's going to get two shots aside at the member guest. Because when just making it to Saturday feels like winning a major, you should probably hit the local muni and let the pros play the pro tracks. I'm Jim Rome.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
1-877-CARS for kids.
Get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Did you know 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness? Why settle for that? Time for a Sleep Number bed. You like it firm and he's a softie? There's an adjustment for that. It's your Sleep Number setting. Your own personalized comfort, firmness, and support. For better sleep, expect more from your mattress. Don't miss the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Hurry, ends soon. Only at one of our 550 stores nationwide. For your local store and research information, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
By AbbVie.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And if you're in the market for a brand new mattress, then you have to get over to Mattress Firm for their President's Day sale.
You can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and more. Nobody sells for less. Nobody at all during the Mattress Firm President's Day sale. You can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up.
And a Tempur-Pedic with the adjustable base is something both Dan and I have experienced and we love. And it truly has been game-changing and life-changing. Not only, you know, sleeping better, but just feeling better each morning.
There's the sleep happy guarantee, too, because look, let's face it. The truth is, there is a ton of mattress advertising out there. And the sleep happy guarantee means a lot of things. It means if you're not satisfied within 120 nights of your original purchase, you can return or exchange your mattress. Rest assured, you can sleep happy. The delivery couldn't be easier. They make sure, they go out of their way to make sure everything is exactly right. And that's why Mattress Firm is able to offer some of these deals, because they know that when you get in there, everything's going to go just right.
Right. So get into Mattress Firm for the President's Day sale, and you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So maybe something you thought was out of your budget could be very well in your budget with no interest financing for 5 years. MattressFirm.com. That's where you find the location nearest you. Get in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Going to talk some Big Ten hoops in a matter of minutes with Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. Looking forward to that. He's got himself another team that can go Sweet 16 or even further.
See if we can squeeze in a couple calls here. Unfortunately, they're both from Bob's. This is Bob in Oak Park on The Score.
Hi. I've been listening to you guys talk about this Lake Zurich thing for the last 2 days. And what maybe you guys have asked and answered this, but has anyone heard or talked to like any of the parents of the kids who have been abused? I mean, if it was my child that any of this garbage was done to, I mean, there'd be some serious problems.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they're going through the legal process, so I don't know if they're willing to make themselves known as of yet. I saw a couple of cuts on the news last night about it. I mean, it's bubbling up into a national story. Deadspin has already run with it, but of course, with the minors being involved, you can only do so much.
Bob in Woodstock is on The Score.
How you doing?
Fine.
I just want to say that, you know, I completely agree with you guys, but here's the problem. You know, my son has played baseball since he was 6 years old. He's all the way through high school now. Plays that travel ball. None of these parents now, they want everybody else to raise their kids for them. They don't teach them nothing at home.
What?
Like that lady in Woodstock is a perfect example. Teach your kids right from wrong. I mean, I've always stressed to my son, your actions have consequences. If you get caught doing something like this, you're not going to play D1 ball.
Well,
it's bigger than that.
It's bigger. This was organized. This wasn't just a kid making a bad judgment.
It's a couple of decades.
This was organized, encouraged, and effectively sanctioned by multiple coaching regimes in multiple sports.
It's culture.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
He's not human. It doesn't even look like he sweats when he's out there on the floor. He's just a machine. And, they feed off of him. So, no, that was never a thought. For us, it was important to get off to a good start. And, again, I thought we did that with our defense early.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg talking about Russell Westbrook, that he's not human. Westbrook did finish with 28 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds for the Thunder. That was the Bulls' first game of a 6-game road trip with a win over Oklahoma City, 128-100. Jimmy Butler also scored 28 as he led the way for the Bulls. 4 of the 5 starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are now back to .500, and they play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale tonight to take on the Coyotes. The Hawks have dropped their last 3 as Phoenix has lost 5 of their last 10. They sit with the second-worst point total in the Western Conference. Puck drops at 8. In golf, Tiger Woods shot a 77 in the opening round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Sergio Garcia is the leader, but it is only Thursday. He'll drop off slowly and steadily before Sunday. He did shoot a 7-under 65. Nino Bertasio of Italy sits 2 shots back after shooting a 67. College buckets tonight. Number 1 Gonzaga takes on BYU, and Oregon State hosts number 5 Arizona. Heading out to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show on February 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Be sure to visit Score Promotions from 10 to noon to snag some Score giveaways and see all the new 2017 bikes and ATVs from the industry's leading brands. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday. when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Bubba Burger. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba. From backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game, Bubba Burger is always the quality and convenience you can trust. Find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer today.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Back rimming out, another offensive rebound for Wisconsin. And this should do it as Wisconsin comes into the State Farm Center, leads from start to finish. And the Badgers take a 57-43 win over the Fighting Illini as, for the 11th time in 22 games this year, they hold their opponent to a season low. Wisconsin now 8-1 in the league, 19-3 overall.
Those are pretty good records.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good conference record. That's a good overall record.
Yeah, Greg Gard can keep his job for another year or so.
Yeah, his coach must be good enough. We can keep him around, I guess. Greg Gard, Wisconsin Badgers head coach, joins us on the Home Run and Pizza Hotline. Home Run and Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. So far, so good, Greg.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good. Now, I have to ask you this, because the amount of expectations and pressures on a coach at a program such as yourself is different than one, I don't know, say, like a guy at Kentucky, where you get the one-and-dones, you get the lottery picks, and you better win or else. But you're allowed to, you know, recruit the guys who are less heralded, but you develop them and you coach them. Which situations provide more pressures for an actual coach out there?
Well, I don't think we really have any pressure we face is usually internal more than anything else, what we put on ourselves. And the expectations we've always had here are high. I've always said our players have higher expectations than anybody ever has set on the outside. So, you know, we just continue to, our program is developmental in nature. You mentioned, we've had some that have come in and made an immediate splash as they've entered our program. But in large part, we've been, upperclassmen dominated, relied on experience, and our players have done a phenomenal job over the years of just developing the culture, working through it, playing for what's on the front of their jersey. And really, we don't get caught up into what, anything on the outside, any of that chatter on the outside. We just worry about taking care of our business every day and trying to get better every day and understanding we're, just trying to move on to the next one and really have made it no bigger than that. And I think that's helped us keep in the moment.
When you were named head coach after a career as an assistant and then finally associate head coach, but really the first time that it's your job, your program, what were your questions about yourself? Was there anything where you said, there's a little bit of a leap of faith here. I've never been a head coach before. Any concerns that have now been answered? Are there any remaining concerns and questions you have about yourself?
No, I really never had any to begin with. I mean, I felt I was ready. Coach Ryan obviously did a phenomenal job of preparing me and putting me in situations where I got opportunities. And for me, it was just a matter of the only thing different was you're standing up during a game. And actually, I felt much more at ease, much more in control, much more calm standing up being the head coach than maybe I was somewhat, seat-belted to the assistant's chair. For me, the transition was as normal, as natural as could be. And I've just tried to make it about the players and take care of their needs and make sure, we're doing what's best for them and just worried about our people and our program, and they've done a phenomenal job of buying in and working and trying to get better. So, I, like I said, I never got caught up in anything on the outside, much like I said with our program, how we just operate day to day and try to get better and find the right people. I mean, that's the key. We've got great people here. We have the right people, the right fit for our culture, and have just tried to operate in that mindset and really have never felt very normal, very at ease through the whole situation.
Yeah, when we found out we were talking to you yesterday, I was excited because you've got two very unique individuals on your basketball team in Bronson Koenig, who has Indigenous American ancestry and wrote a piece about Standing Rock on the Players Tribune. And you've also got a guy who started up on Twitter a little bit about how NCAA student athletes are treated and how they should be treated in Nigel Hayes. How do you foster that kind of inquisitive environment, but as you said, get back to representing what's on the front of their chest in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I think you got to understand the time and place we're in. And these two, all of our guys, but these two, Nigel and Bronson, have used their college experience for something way more than just basketball. They've used their college education to benefit themselves. They've used their platform and their voice to try to help others. And Nigel, obviously, with the whole NCAA issues and those things that he talked about, but also he's been very active in Black Lives Matter and really has channeled his energies to try to help people here in Madison with the Boys and Girls Club. And as you mentioned, Bronson went out to the Dakota Pipeline and spent a weekend out there with them with that protest or with the groups there, and also did a camp for kids out there. So they both have used their platform and their voice to try to bring more recognition, more spotlight, more attention to areas that they feel are social injustices. And I think from my position, the best thing I can do is support them, but also help educate them in terms of the pros and cons of taking these stances. And meeting with both of them before they've been active, specifically Bronson when he went out to the Dakota Pipeline, just talking about the ramifications, what could happen, how protests can go peaceful to violent very quickly, and why are you going to do this? And hearing them both talk about the depth of their knowledge of their understanding of these issues was very educational. I learned a lot. I've learned a lot from both of them, and as well as other people on our team or guys on our team that have been active in different areas. But they both understood. It wasn't just going there just to say they went there or tweeting something just to say they did it. They both have had a lot of thought behind it, their own personal reasons behind it. And I think from our standpoint as a coaching staff, we stand behind them, we support them, but also try to educate them and help them along the way as they go through this. And knowing that they're still, just because they're college student athletes doesn't mean they lose their rights as citizens, and understanding how to walk that line and how to balance that is very important for them.
That was going to be my next question. How do you deal with the stick to sports people when you've got kids speaking out on some very controversial issues?
Well, I think they understand. They both have done a good job of understanding when it's time to make a statement or when they've been asked about it. And also they've been able to stay in the moment and focus on what's important with our season. So they've handled it very well. There hasn't been any interference really with our season. Both of them, Bronson went out to the Dakotas in the fall before we really started practice. And Nigel did some things with the Boys and Girls Club here right at the start of our practices and took some families holiday shopping that didn't have the resources to do it with the Boys and Girls Clubs, and he's really been active in a visible person here in Madison and throughout the state for those issues. So they've made this place a better place by their activism and the voices that they've had.
Greg, I heard a longtime Indiana booster the other day who is muttering about Wisconsin. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, man, that Wisconsin team, they get a bunch of guys from these little towns in Wisconsin. We get all these terrific recruits, and they always tend to get, they're greater than the sum of their parts. And it keeps happening. And I look at your roster and I see De Pere, Wisconsin, Germantown, Appleton, Green Bay, Oconomowoc, La Crosse. And you understand that you got something very special in not just your history as a coach, also mirroring that alongside Bo Ryan with the stops in Platteville and Milwaukee and elsewhere. But there is something so insular and so Wisconsin that just infuses the program. Is it just happened that way and it just keeps so happening that way? Or do you believe that there really is value, that there's actual equity in it remaining that way?
Absolutely, there's value in it. I think the one word that you can put on this that really encompasses everything is culture. And it's not only just basketball. I think it's department-wide. And then you look at football and what Paul Chryst has done and what Barry did and Brett Bielema. You look at how that was built. You look how basketball has been built. We all understand what works here and the type of student-athlete that works here socially, academically, and obviously athletically. I think we all understand, given our in our own specific sport, how we should play or how we need to play or what our how our systems are structured, given that most of the student athletes that we can that we recruit. And I think the other thing is we understand what doesn't work here, the type of student athletes that don't work here, how challenging academically it is here. So there's that right balance of finding the right type of student athlete, the right character kids, those that want to buy in and really work and get better and develop. And like I said before, we've had guys that have come in and made an instant splash and have done that. I've got two as seniors right now that both played as freshmen in Hayes and Koenig. I've got two other seniors that didn't play when they were freshmen and sophomores. Or Showalter played very little as a sophomore. Vito Brown didn't get off on the floor until he was a junior. So, we had Frank Kaminsky. He mm-hmm. didn't play a whole lot until he was a junior. So we've had guys come through in different routes, take different paths. But I think they all have the same mindset in terms of the work ethic, the toughness factor to them, a team-oriented mindset with them, and like I said, understand what this place is about and appreciate it and embrace that.
And then it's understanding the swing offense and all the angles and all of the reads and having the bigs that can shoot and the guards that can post and all the inversions that can be done.
That crazy home court advantage.
Sure,
too.
But you start picturing one of these stereotypical one-and-done schools filled with a bunch of future NBA talent that's AAU-trained. It's not easy to prepare for it. I guess the proof, it's market tested now that this offense, this system will continue to keep your athletes viable against some guys that might go on to grander professional careers.
Well, I think you mentioned the offense. I think that's a piece of it. I don't think it's the piece. I think the culture and the type of people we have here is a much bigger piece than what offense we run or what defense we play or those type of things. Those little system-oriented things are part of it, but I think the whole process, the foundations we have, the principles we go by, those type of things, the type of people we have here is probably a much bigger piece and has more of an impact than maybe what out-of-bounds play we run or how many back cuts we make out of the swing. So, like I said, the right people are going to develop with the right attitude and a right approach about it. They're going to get better. And it's the people that make this place go and how they buy in and work together and continue to try to get better. And those are, I think, the key pieces that make this go, maybe more than anything that is implemented as an offense or a defense.
You get a load of Thomas Bryant last night. That was some grown-up basketball from that young man. And you get a full look at him on Sunday.
Yeah, we got them coming back here on Sunday. Looking forward to it. Well, they had they played a lot of basketball last night in Bloomington with three overtimes. So we've obviously played them once already, and it's a good team. It's a talented team, and Thomas is a really, really good player. So we're looking forward to that on Sunday afternoon.
Not only are you a coach, last thing we have for you, but you're a consumer and I'm sure a lover of the game as well, or else you wouldn't be doing it. How do you feel about the product of college basketball right now? You take some seconds off that shot clock, you speed it up a little bit. I think the fact that a lot of the clutching and grabbing that was happening in the paint with cutters and stuff that has now been actually officiated out of the game makes for a more free-flowing game. And then you mentioned culture. You know, we've long talked about how the AAU game has positively or negatively affected the game. If you were to write a summary or give us 45 seconds on where the game is and how it can get better or where it's at for you as a product to consume, what would it be?
Well, I think it's in a good place. And I think that's one thing that and I've seen nationally or as coaches or as consumers, we're so quick to jump to conclusions and to change things. And some things that have been good for the game or have been traditionally part of the culture we've looked at tweaking or changing. I hear the recent thing is, are we going to change from halves to quarters? you know, like they've done in the women, on the women's side. I think there's some things that have changed for the good. I think some things that maybe they looked at changing, we don't need to tweak. I think some of the, you mentioned the officiating. I don't know how much it's changed. I know there's been some rule emphasis. I don't see things changing a whole lot. I have always said, rather than throwing in five more rules, just call and enforce the ones that are written already. And rather than trying to create more things for the officials to have to watch and more for the officials to have to adhere to, just let's just enforce what's already in place and call what happens instead of letting so much go and then trying to put a rule in to reemphasize something. So I think it's in a good place. I think obviously you're always looking to improve it, but I think we have a really good product. We have tradition within college basketball, not only with programs, but also just the pageantry and the drama that unfolds with it. So I'm always cautious to jump to change right away, just for change's sake. I always want to make sure that it's really going to have the impact and the outcome that it's intended to have, and that we're not just changing just to say we changed something.
Greg, congrats on the success to this point and that number 10 ranking in the AP Top 25, and good luck the remainder of the season. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk.
That is Greg Gard, the Wisconsin men's basketball head coach.
You snipped his Go Badgers there at the end.
He was gonna, I've done it before.
You're looking out for your Northwestern ties.
I've done it before.
You're not going to say Go Badgers on this station.
I did it to Fitz. No, I
you snipped a Go Cats?
Years ago.
You don't want those problems.
Years ago, I accidentally snipped a Go Cats.
Yeah, Fitz would put those purple hands on you.
I was worried. I had somebody else start my car.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't want, he ain't for the play. I'm Dan Evanston with Coach Fitz. That's don't want those problems.
Jason Goff.
Yeah, we
Dan
made up
Bernstein.
For it right there. All right, good.
And don't forget, at some point between now and six, we're giving away a master-built smoker, an electronic smoker, a digitally controlled smoker. Somebody's going to be very, very excited. They're going to win it today on Sports Radio 670. I know some people wanted to talk once again about some of the Lake Zurich stuff that, because we had two people that had drop off. So feel free, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Go Cats, boy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Beast. Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. Now, if your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-773.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $129 a month for 36 months with $2,829 due at lease signing. That's right, just $129 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
Zero.
Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with a freshly made breakfast sandwich and medium coffee for $3.99. Your favorite sandwich.
Little tip, jokes are often better when you end them with waka waka or ha cha cha.
How about a new episode of TV's number one show, The Big Bang Theory?
Well, I would prefer if people told me exactly what is on their mind.
No, you don't. You really don't. I actually can't say don't enough.
Followed by the series premiere of Superior Donuts, starring Judd Hirsch.
I'm really feeling the urge to hug you right now.
Resist it.
Then it's Mom versus Mom on A New Mom.
Why do you make up facts? Why can't you just say, I don't know?
I don't know.
And last but not least comes the hit show Life in Pieces.
Oh, okie dokie do.
It's all new on America's biggest night of comedy.
Aren't you sweetie?
CBS Tonight. Then, from the executive producers of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
Don't miss the series premiere of the new drama Training Day. CBS Tonight.
Tonight starting at 7 on CBS 2. Then stay tuned for CBS 2 News at 10.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bare skin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Hello to all our people on Facebook Live. You're giving us all those hearts and all those thumbs ups out there. We appreciate you. Top of the
is
hour.
That how that works? Yeah. They respond you could click on something. Thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're way too cool for it. Don't worry about it. Don't engage in it at all. I'm just saying. Don't do it. Because once you get in there, you know, you're in the swamp, and then all of a sudden you're watching some dude's tutorial on how to put a grill together. Not a smoker, but a grill. Top of the hour here. Matt Bowen is going to jump back in. Well, not really. It's taped, but he's going to tell you some very important things that you need to hear from the high school football coach's perspective, and also some Super Bowl stuff as well.
Apparently more football coaches than I imagine, more parents than I imagine, based on some of the response that we're getting. That it's mostly encouraging about an understanding of just how horrible some of these detailed accusations are in the document, the lawsuit against Lake Zurich High School. But it's unsettling, yeah. Continually unsettling to know how hard the school is trying to resist some of this stuff. When I would hope that in a public
There's
Higher
no need
education.
To put up a good fight on this one.
No, just let the sunlight disinfect whatever has been in there, especially when the school has already, in writing, admitted to widespread and egregious abuse. There's no going back from there and saying, no, don't look around here. Don't look around. You don't want to see this. Nothing to see. Move along. No, you already said. That's enough. So we'll hear that. If you missed Matt Bowen earlier, you are really going to want to be near a radio to hear this in just a moment on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Football fans, the big game between New England and Atlanta is Sunday. If you're having a party you want to score with guests, visit Paulina Market. You won't fumble by purchasing homemade entrees like chili, jambalaya, the pigskin, summer sausage football, or choosing from 25 brats and sausages. I've had the white veal brat there. Oh my God, is it good. Sack the crowd with appetizers like cocktail meatballs and shrimp or chicken wings and grab some craft beers or bottles of specialty wine. Make your party a hit. Visit Palina Market now at 3501 North Lincoln or go to palina-market.com.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify. Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi.